Three House members from Wisconsin, all of them Republicans, voted with the majority to allow Shivo's parents to appeal to let them restore the feeding tube her husband had removed last week. They were Jim Sensenbrenner, Paul Ryan, and Mark Green. Green says the issues in the case were difficult to grasp, but he says his decision on how to vote was easy. But he says he's afraid there'll be more cases like this in the future.
The difficulty is that Congress is an institution, and our legislative system around the country, you know, we're always playing catch-up. We're always after the fact. Technology will always outpace what it is that we do, and that makes it hard for us to handle these matters as an institution, and I think Congress should be reluctant to get involved.
But Green says it was important for Congress to get involved in this case in order to try to save Shivo's life. Green says he's reminded of Gina Giese, the Fond du Lac teenager who recently beat astounding odds to become the first known person to survive full-blown human rabies without vaccination. Tammy Baldwin was the only Democrat from Wisconsin to weigh in. She voted no on the Shivo bill. In a statement, she says Florida state courts did a thorough job of determining Shivo's wishes, and that Congress had no business inserting itself in the matter. Now, Baldwin says every family has cause to fear their most private decisions might be reviewed or reversed by Congress. Four representatives from Wisconsin did not vote. They were Republican Tom Petri and Democrats Ron Kind, Gwen Moore, and Dave Obey. Terry Bell, Wisconsin Public Radio.